Support for this podcast comes from Outdoor Supply Hardware, inviting listeners to Osh's big anniversary sale celebration, May 20th through the 26th, featuring daily deals, $15,000 in giveaways, 20% off store-wide on Saturday and Sunday, and a lot more. Learn more at osh.com.
From KQED.
Hey y'all, it's Erica Cruz-Guevara, and I have a request that's about a difficult topic. Right now, Asians and Asian Americans are not just afraid of the coronavirus and their own health, but also targeted racism by people who see us as synonymous with this pandemic. It's a scary situation for a lot of folks here in the Bay Area. And I just want to say there's a long legacy of racism and harassment against Asian Americans in this country, and this is just another chapter. And whether it's about the coronavirus or something else, it's really hard to know what to do in those moments. Do you say something back? Do you just ignore them? If you've been in this situation, we want to hear from you about what happened, but also how you responded and how you felt after. Leave us a voicemail by calling 415-710-9223. That's 415-710-9223. We may use it in an upcoming episode. And thanks. Earlier this year, I watched my niece perform in her high school color guard competition. And before they even got started, I was already taking pictures because, you know, I'm a proud auntie.
Performing their 2020 show, PS is Complicated, NCBA is proud to present the Vallejo High School Color Guard.
For so many students, extracurricular activities are where you meet friends and try new things. Mine was yearbook, by the way. But now that schools have been shut down, Nia, my niece, won't get to finish her first season of Color Guard. And a lot of other students who've dedicated so much time and energy to other activities outside of class are in the same boat.
I don't think none of us knew that that was going to be our last performance, really.
Governor Gavin Newsom has said he expects California schools will likely stay closed for the rest of the school year. And that's a lot of basketball games, band competitions, and speech and debate tournaments canceled. Today, I talk with my niece and her best friend about how it feels to have high school upended by the coronavirus. I'm Erica Cruz-Guevara. Welcome to the Bay.
Well, I was like confused and frustrated as to like why is our season canceled, or like why did this coronavirus even started? We really want to make it to champs, really, because it's our first year and we really want to get first place at championships. Hi, my name's Nia Guevara. I am 15 years old and I'm a freshman at Vallejo High School.
Hi, my name is Harley Muya. I'm a freshman at Vallejo High School. We're really close friends. We're like best friends. We became close since we first met back in sixth grade.
Is that true, Nia, or do you have something to add?
It is true. We did meet in sixth grade. It was strange. We met while watching The Little Prince when our sixth grade teacher wasn't here, and so one of the substitutes decided to put on The Little Prince for us to watch. Then we just started talking and discussing, like, our likes and dislikes, and yeah.
So I should mention that, Nia, you are my niece, and I've been to y'all's band competitions before, but for people who don't know, can you just tell us what Color Guard is?
Okay, Harley, do you want to do that?
Okay. Color Guard is kind of like a sport. We dance and we spin multiple things. We compete with other schools and we have a show for everyone to tell, like whatever the song it is and like our story. We perform it by spinning and dancing.
So you're like telling a story through like a performance, basically, with spinning and dancing.
Yes.
When you're describing this, I'm picturing like military uniforms with U.S. flags, but this isn't quite that, right?
No.
No, it's white and black flags. So like the whole flag is white, but there's some parts that are black. And of course, there's rifles and sabers. But as in rifles, it's not the one that actually shoots people.
It's like a plastic one, right? Or like a wooden one?
Wooden, yeah.
What about you, Harley? What are you doing in the show?
In the show, I spin flag and rifle. It was both very hard to audition for, especially rifle, because it's more of a advanced, and since it's a weapon, it's more like harder for me. And plus, it's my first year too, so like I wasn't familiar with it. So,
Harley, what competitions did you all have this year? And did you have a like a memorable moment or like a favorite moment from any of them?
For guard, I feel like our first performance was a memorable performance for me.
Performing their 2020 show, PS is Complicated, and CPA is proud to present the Vallejo High School Color Guard.
Because it was our first one, and I've never competed for Color Guard before, and it was like a good experience to know that I can do better and fix my mistakes and move on.
Can you tell me what music you guys are dancing to this season?
Our song this season is called PDA by John Legend.
We just don't care. We just don't care. We just don't care. You know I love it when you love me. Sometimes it's better when it's publicly.
In the beginning of the season, I would actually listen to the song all the time to actually familiarize myself with the song. But now I haven't been able to actually like look at it because I'm just like, oh no, can't perform this anymore. We were supposed to have like 5 performances, I think, but the rest of our season got canceled.
How did you find out that you weren't going to be doing Color Guard? Was it when you found out that school was closing? Like, did your teacher come in, or like, how did you just find all this out? Harley, if you want to start.
Our band teacher, we have the app, it's the band app, and that's where we get all of our instructions and stuff. And she texted us and she said that our season is canceled because of the coronavirus. I was kind of upset because I feel like during that last performance, I feel like I did really good and I felt like I was able to improve more onto the next show. After I heard that it happened, I was just like really upset and I was like really crying and I was just like, whoa, all of the hard work that all of us put in is really just gone now.
I don't think none of us knew that that was going to be our last performance, really, because our last performance, I guess we didn't really do good to the judges. We didn't place in our division. And so we had this mindset that, oh, we're going to do better at our next comp. We're going to improve. We're going to show the judges that we are going to get first place. And hearing that our season was canceled by the coronavirus definitely did like say to our face that our hard work is being thrown away.
Do you, Nia, still feel upset now that the season is over?
Oh yeah, I am definitely still upset because since now we're at home and school's canceled and there's a shelter in place all over California and we're just home doing online classes for our homework and we're just here cooped up in our houses.
Is there a way, Harley, to practice Color Guard while you're at home, like to stay sharp, or is that weird?
No, it's not weird. Me and Nia actually took our equipment home, so I have a flag and a rifle here.
When it's not really too windy, I would go outside to practice my flag. I really do wish I brought other equipment to practice, just so that if I do continue doing guard next my 4 years, I could have practiced more on the other equipments to help improve.
Yeah. Harley, how important to you is Color Guard?
I definitely feel like I'm more open-minded to try new things than before. Like before, I was actually really like intimidated by everything and was like, oh my gosh, this is kind of scary and I didn't want it. And I was kind of like scared by it. But now I'm actually ready to always try new things.
Yeah, same here. It definitely did open me to try new things because before I was really scared, like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared to catch that toss because it's so high or it's so hard and it hurts a lot. But then now, within the 5 months we've joined guard, I feel more comfortable with everyone and everything, with all the equipment I touch, and I feel like I don't have to draw back and not ask for help.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking most forward to when this is all over, when you get to go back to school and everything kind of returns to normal?
The vibes, the environment, and all of our friends together. I really miss that. And as for guard, to spin again, and all of the late night practices.
I'm just excited to see all my friends and stuff like that, because it's boring here at home, and it's just like I need stuff to do outside of home for once. And it's like color guard in school was all that I was doing, and in my personal life I also have church, so I was also like really busy. But now that like all of this is out of my way and just not doing anything much.
Yeah. Harley, do you think that your bond with Nia or just like any of your other friends from school has gotten stronger or weaker because of the physical distance or these new ways of connecting?
Well, because for us, we see each other all the time. So it's like, for us, it's just kind of weird that we don't see each other, but nothing has changed between any of us.
We're checking up on each other, seeing how we're doing. Try FaceTiming sometimes, making sure we're staying healthy and that we're okay.
Thank you guys so much for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Harley and Nia can't wait to get back to Color Guard. If not this year, then next year and the years to come. Harley Muya and Nia Guevara are freshmen and best friends at Vallejo High School. If we've been keeping you company during this shelter-in-place order, I hope you'll let us know in a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening, or send us a tweet. As always, we're at The Bay KQED. This episode of The Bay was produced by Marisol Medina Cadena and Alan Montesilio. We also get help from Kiana Mogadam. I'm Erica Cruz Guevara. Talk to you all Friday.
What's the term? Is it hipster to describe our show? Hipster-like?
I don't know. I don't really know how to describe it.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone, hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years? Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles? The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone, hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years? Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles. The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.